As we commemorate the faithful women of the New Testament this morning, we shall look at Paul's letter to Timothy. In fighting the good fight of faith. Now, one area that we have either dealt with or we are going to be dealing with in the future is conflict. And in today's text, Paul gives us an idea of what conflict management might look like. When I first read the text and I read the two words, flee and pursue, my mind went immediately to conflict management, because that's the ultimate both ends of the spectrum when we talk about conflict management. Flee or fight. Today we're going to look at what Paul says to Timothy and to us in our text. Paul, of all people, knew that the followers of Christ were going to be in conflict. He knew that we're going to be in conflict not with just each other, but as in Ephesians 6:12 says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That's what he's talking to Timothy about this morning. When he's talking about fleeing these things. In our text, Paul is telling the young pastor Timothy to flee this part of conflict. He goes on to say, flee these things, not just run away from them, but to turn and pursue something else. Because when you run away from something, you're always running to something. And sometimes you're not sure what you're running towards. And Paul knew this when he was talking to Timothy, when he's writing this letter to Timothy. But he knew that Timothy should flee these things. But he also gives him the idea of where he's fleeing to. Not just out into nowhere. He says, flee these things, but pursue these things. We were to go back into Paul's letter to Timothy and we look at chapter 4. We see where he lists some of the things that he's asking Timothy to flee from. But we also see that in our text, he's telling Timothy the things he should pursue. Pursue righteousness, goodness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith, Paul says. Take hold of the eternal life which you were called to when you made good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Paul uses the picture of an athletic competition in which a participant must exert every muscle, every nerve to its utmost if they desire the crown of victory. A football coach, local football coach, just in the last few weeks, whose team won the game, and he had not won a whole game, his team had not won a game the whole season, was asked in an interview, did you think about winning or losing before you played the game? And he said, no, we didn't think about winning or losing at all. He said, I told my team members to fight their hardest, to play their hardest. And then he said, and I guess my team played harder than the other team. That's somewhat what Paul is telling Timothy and telling us today. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight your hardest against these things. Our entire life, it's going to be a continual battle against the many enemies of our faith. Paul mentions some of them in his letter, as I mentioned before, in verse 4, and he says, beware of those who follow deceiving spirits, things taught by demons. Flee from false teaching. Have nothing to do with godless myths. And he says, and old wives' tales. Flee the love of money, for it is the root of all evil. Of course, this last one we probably shouldn't have too much problem with, unless it's the lack of money that takes us away from our faith. Paul's telling us, as he's telling Timothy, flee, shun, avoid all these things. For us to resist the lust of flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, anything that weakens our faith. Perhaps Paul could have just said, flee, avoid, shun sin. In fleeing, shunning, and avoiding these things, Paul is pointing Timothy and us to the direction of what we should pursue. So if these things that we're supposed to flee are here and we turn here, Paul is saying, here is what you pursue. Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Of course, Paul knew that we are put right with God through the sacrifice of Christ. The righteousness he's telling Timothy about in us to pursue is the righteousness of life. But it's the righteousness that we will at all times and all conditions conduct ourselves in accordance with the Word of God and His holy will. We could call it sanctification, living the godly life, and actually that's the second thing that he says to pursue, godliness. Paul wants us to live our lives in reverence to the Lord for all that he has done for us in Christ Jesus. The next thing, pursue faith, which accepts the merits of Christ. Then comes love, by which faith shows itself active in the good works towards God and our neighbors. We are to love our Lord, our God, with our whole heart, soul, and mind, and our neighbors as ourself. This is what Paul is telling Timothy. Finally, endurance and gentleness is what we're to pursue. We have to have endurance to sustain our faith, to sustain our faith through the trials and temptations that'll come our way. And finally, the gentleness towards everyone, so that we'll not become bitter towards anyone. In giving Timothy and us these things that we are to pursue, Paul's giving us some tools, some weapons, to help us fight that good fight of faith. That in pursuing these things, our faith will stay strong and stay focused on the ultimate goal, the goal of being eternal life to which we were called and which we made confession in the presence of many witnesses in our baptism. We continue to make confession in our everyday lives. We continue to make confession every time we take communion. 1 Corinthians 11:26. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Witnesses to our confession. Paul wants Timothy and everyone to know that eternal life with God is the prize that we must strive for each and every day. Paul writes in Philippians 3:14, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. That's what we're fighting the good fight of faith for, the ultimate prize of eternal life. Paul's advice to Timothy is the same advice he gives to each and every one of us as pastors, future pastors, church workers, and all Christians. Flee all these things. Flee sin and anything else that is weakening your faith, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Thus we continue each and every day to fight that good fight of faith. Amen.